Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Eva Rosenberg is our guest, our good friend. She is the Tax Mama. She's the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. TaxMama.com, right, Eva?
TaxMama.com.
And her brand new book is called Tax Reduction Secrets for Freelancers, right?
Right.
And it's an e-book. And tell us again where it's available.
It's available at companions.com, companyons.com, and we'll have a link to it on Tax Mama's site tomorrow.
Check that out. And it's all about freelancers, is what we've been talking about, and you basically hold their hand and take them through step by step all the things that they need to know as a freelancer to stay on the right side of the IRS, right?
Pretty much. We've had a lot of questions over the years. There's 87 pages worth of material. We've had a lot of questions over the years from people, and we incorporated real questions from real people and businesses.
Right. So good. So folks, be sure to check this out. And just go to TaxMama.com, and you can find out. That's one of the easy way to find out, to keep up with Eva and find out all the things she's got going on. So, okay, let's take the last segment here. We've explained what a freelancer is. We've talked about some of the scary stuff. What about some things that are kind of, you know, being a freelancer, it's a good thing, and here's how you can take advantage of the tax code. What you got there for us?
Well, there are wonderful things you can do, and if you actually work with a tax professional to set these things up right, first of all, you can deduct a large part of your home expenses. You can perhaps hire your children if they work for you legitimately. You can pay yourself a pension. You can hire your spouse and give your spouse medical benefits for the whole family, which it would all be deductible by the business. You can even get a child care facility credit, which is worth thousands of dollars, you know, in addition to whatever else you do, you know, with your children. So you can, if you do some serious planning, and if you keep good records, and you don't lie, because sometimes people will make up the fact that they've hired their spouse or children, and it's really phony. Mm-hmm. If you do it all up and up, not only are you going to cut your taxes dramatically, but your spouse and your children will actually work with you, and you'll have something to talk about on a day-to-day basis that doesn't involve trying to pry into their lives and things, so you end up having a relationship with these people. They know what you're doing. They become more aware of who you are and get involved in your life directly, even when you're always working.
You
have some relationship.
You can own a car. You can deduct automobile expense. You can have a nicer vehicle.
As
a business owner, then you might have if you didn't have the ability to deduct it.
And if you plan things properly, you can even write off your vacations.
There you go.
There are so many things you can do when you own your own business if you do the planning and you do this correctly.
You can go to a personal development conference in a nice place, and you can write off the expenses of being there, some of them at least, and just tack on a few extra days and benefit from that.
Oh, heck, better yet. You know, if you have an array of contacts, peers, clients, or whatever, you can set up your own meetings anywhere you want.
Mm-hmm.
And you can build your vacation around that and have it all be deductible and maybe
good records.
Get paid.
Just keep good records. And
keep good records. Do planning.
This is all part of, folks, it's all part of business development. You know, all we're talking about is a way of getting, you know, investing in your business. Part of investing in your business is personal development, professional development, isn't it? And those things are deductible.
The funny thing is, I know people are really, really resistant to all the tax planning and everything else, but the funny thing is, if you actually do what IRS wants you to do for your business, you're going to make more money.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to make more money, you'll pay less taxes, and you'll have less stress and you'll have a lot of fun. Now, the only thing is, you have to also remember to set aside some of your money every month to pay your estimated taxes.
This is the commingling thing that we talked about earlier. Mm-hmm. You've got to understand the concept of and the dangers of commingling.
Yeah, and one of the things that most people don't do is they don't set up a separate bank account for their business.
Yeah, you got to do that early.
It makes it so much easier to run your business if you have a separate bank account, and it also reduces the problems if you get audited. IRS doesn't get into your personal
account. That's right. That's right.
So
you
you really clean things up a bit.
TaxMama.com, right?
TaxMama.com will answer your questions for free.
And the book is called Tax Reduction Secrets for Freelancers. Eva, good job with the book. Thank you for doing it. You'll make a lot of people happy and a lot safer avoiding the IRS.
And I'm looking forward to your new book.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that'll be out real soon, The Age of the Customer. Thanks, Eva. See you next time.
Have a less taxing day.
There you go. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.